Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. This is Steven Libman. I have a special replay. Take a listen. Let me know what you think. And don't forget to go to integrityhg.com. Sign up for the investor club so you can see all the deals that we have in our pipeline and what we have done in the past. Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we are going to do a version of our segment, Success and Growth Hacks, with Steven Libman. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show. Will you please share with us a habit that you have developed that has contributed to your continued growth and success?
Sure. Yeah, this is one of my favorite topics, by the way. So I'm so glad that you got to ask me this question. And I'd like to start out by saying I am not a very detail-oriented person. So as entrepreneurs, I think we have two types of entrepreneurs in the world, right? You have the very visionary people that are kind of head in the clouds, pie in the sky, like big vision. And then you have the detail-oriented operators that are like, this is exactly how the rubber meets the road, and this is how we're going to do it. So I say that because I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners and just people in general think that they have to be this specific type of person to have like these operational expertise with calendar management or things like that. So what we've been talking about recently is the inverse relationship between stress and clarity, meaning as your clarity goes up, your stress goes down. As your clarity goes down, your stress goes up. And as your clarity goes up, your stress goes down, right? So there's an inverse relationship. I find a lot of the times that we are stressed out, it is simply because we do not have clarity as to either what the problem or the solution is.
I love it.
So very simple, right? Make sure that you are giving yourself time to think through these things. One, why am I stressed? Probably because of the lack of clarity. Where is there a lack of clarity? How do I get to clarity, right? And you just can literally write down some notes like, I'm so stressed because I'm overwhelmed with all the projects that I have to do in my house. Okay, so let's write a list. What are the projects you have to do? Now prioritize the top two, right? And do those top two, and then you can move on to the rest of the list. It's very simple because you have clarity and it reduces your stress and it gives you a modality of how you're going to do something. Same thing with your workday. Right now, we just got under contract on a $33 million senior housing project. I got to raise $13 million in 45 days, right? So there's a lot of stress if I allow it to get overwhelmed. Like, who do I call first? I have to call all my investors, right? Well, that's not tactical. So the clarity is low. My stress is high. Well, now I told my investor relations person, I said, hey, send a group text out to all of our investors and invite them to a webinar on Friday where we're going to talk to them about this new deal. No problem. I've reached out to all of my investors and I know I'm going to talk to them on Friday 2:00, right? So now I have clarity. And it's a very easy thing to do as long as you're doing what I consider the most important thing, which is this is the most important thing that successful people do is they make appointments and keep them with themselves, right? So everything that's on my calendar is a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. And I keep that appointment with myself. And if that appointment is 30 minutes of brain dumping in the morning so that I can create some more clarity and understand what's in my brain to get rid of that stress, and then I put it on my calendar to deal with the priority items today, tomorrow, the next day, right? Most things fall in a couple of categories, right? They're either a priority, they have to get done right away. They're urgent, meaning they have to get done right away, but it's not going to help you achieve your quarterly goal, or something that you have to delegate and give away to somebody else, or what I call everything else, which is like whatever else is left. So if you brain dump everything, you can easily see what's going to be a priority that raises to the top, what's going to be everything else that you can get done whenever, and then put those things into your calendar and say, this is what I'm going to get done. And I bring this full circle into what I was saying before, which as a visionary, I don't like to be constrained by time, right? I don't like to be told what to do, frankly. So I don't like to be constrained by a calendar telling me exactly what I have to do. The counterintuitive piece of this is that it actually creates more freedom in your life because you know exactly what you have to do and when, and it becomes much more efficient in the time that you get to do it. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time during the day that's not calendared or that is free time, you can literally go and spend with your family. You can go and meal prep. You can go to the gym. You can do all these different things that you want to get done in your life because the rest of the priorities are in your calendar.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, that was wonderful lesson on getting clarity, reducing stress, and increasing productivity. And I really like that. I do these sessions with a group called Focused, every morning. And we do a similar process, and we also add in some meditation and breathing. And it has changed my week, you know, my life, just having that ritual of getting a little bit more clarity every day. So thank you so much for breaking that down so much. Is that something that you're doing with your team? Like, do you guys have 30-minute appointments, or how is that working?
Yeah. So, I mean, we've gone on a deep dive with our team recently. So we actually have a 30-day goal, right? So everybody has their own 30-day goal in like 5 or 6 different areas of movement, nutrition, mindset, professional growth, and something else. So like everybody has their own 30-day goal, 6-month goal, 1-year goal. And then every morning we do a team huddle and just see who's on track, who's off track, what's a big struggle and what's a big win from your day. And then they're on their own now doing this kind of calendaring where your priorities show up in your calendar and you have to keep an appointment with yourself. Don't put it on the calendar if you think you're going to move it, but put it on the calendar when it becomes a priority and you know that's something that you need to do. And I think that we're all kind of working on that every day. And like throughout the week, it's like Friday, I end my week with a look back. Like, how did I get everything accomplished? Did I do everything I said I was going to do? And then next week, just preparing mentally for what is going to be coming down the pike next week. And it just creates a lot more clarity.
Awesome. Well, thank you for dropping that knowledge on us, Stephen. It was really great to get your take on that. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
One moment before we go, please tell the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, sure. So if you go to integrityhg.com, the name of the company is Integrity Holdings Group, you can learn more about our multifamily, senior, and self-storage investments, and also a donor advised fund, which gives a percentage of all profits that is made from these businesses to nonprofits around the world.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Steve. Really awesome to have you on, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Free from Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review, and let us know what you think.